Really? Quote from Nikola Tesla, whose many gifts to us form a big part of the answer to that, why we do not need these power-besotted folk sitting on top of our true power. Quote from Nikola Tesla, in the middle of June, while preparations for other work were going on, I arranged one of my receiving transformers and, quoting from my electrical apprenticeship, so we're sort of all on the same page here, from my electrical apprenticeship class notes, a transformer is an electromagnetic device that transfers electrical energy from one circuit to another circuit through mutual inductance. The circuit connected to the source of energy is called the primary, and the circuit connected to the load is called the secondary, which in Nikola's story is a recording device. Transformers are used to step voltage up or down. It makes, like if you have something of extremely high voltage, to measure it, you would want to step it way, way, way down to know what you got. And continuing. So transformers are used to step voltages up or down. And this can be done because it's made of coils of wire around a magnetic material called the core. And the induced voltage changes proportionally with the number of turns of wire or windings. So the ratio of windings from the primary to the secondary allows Nikola to decrease the voltage and to measure voltage fluctuations more easily. Continuing with Nikola, I arranged one of my receiving transformers with the view of determining in a novel manner, experimentally, the electric potential of the globe and studying its periodic and casual fluctuations. This formed part of a plan carefully mapped out in advance, a highly sensitive, self-restorative device controlling a recording instrument was included in the secondary circuit, while the primary was connected to the ground and an elevated terminal of adjustable capacity. The variations of potential gave rise to electric surgings in the primary. These generated secondary currents, which in turn affected the sensitive device and recorder in proportion to their intensity. The earth was found to be literally alive with electrical vibrations, and soon I was deeply absorbed in this interesting investigation. No better opportunities for such observations as I intended to make could be found anywhere. Colorado is a country famous for the natural displays of electric force. In that dry and rarefied atmosphere, the sun's rays beat the objects with fierce intensity. I raised steam to a dangerous pressure in barrels filled with concentrated salt solution, and the tinfoil coatings of some of my elevated terminals shriveled in the fiery blast. An experimental high-tension transformer carelessly exposed to the rays of the setting sun had most of its insulating compound melted out and was rendered useless. Aided by the dryness and rarefaction of the air, the water evaporates as in a boiler, and static electricity is developed in abundance. Lightning discharges are accordingly very frequent and sometimes of inconceivable violence. On one occasion, approximately 12,000 discharges occurred in 2 hours, and all in a radius of certainly less than 50 kilometers or 31 miles from the laboratory. Many of them resembled gigantic trees of fire with the trunks up or down. I never saw fireballs, but as a compensation for my disappointment, I succeeded later in determining the mode of their formation and producing them artificially.